One thing that the death of Morsi has brought about is an outpouring of sympathy from the Egyptian public, including from people who were not supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood or of Morsi as president. And I think it's brought about a realization of the cruelty with which political prisoners, whether Morsi, other members of the Muslim Brotherhood, or members of many other political groups are being treated. Now, with the political effects of this, I think will take some time to see. There's a possibility that Morsi's death could be a factor that contributes to building bridges across ideological lines, that is, between different factions within the Brotherhood, as well as between Islamists and non-Islamists.
But Muslim Brotherhood insisted for years that Morsi is a legitimate elected president and he should be reinstated. Would his departure pave the way for any sort of political compromise?
There was a difference even inside the Brotherhood itself as to whether reinstating Morsi in the presidency should be the main goal or not. So now that issue is removed with his death, and at least within the Brotherhood and maybe between the Brotherhood and others, it might make it easier to agree on a set of political goals. Now, what I don't know is whether this would make it any easier for the Brotherhood or others to reconcile with the current regime in Egypt headed by President Sisi. I doubt that. That's not necessarily the case.
Would Egypt respond to rights groups' call for an impartial investigation into Morsi's sudden death?
I doubt that Egyptian authorities will agree to an impartial investigation. And even if they do, you know, they will try to avoid the recommendations. There have been many other cases. I think, for example, of the murder of Giulia Regeni, the Italian PhD student, of the attack on a convoy of Mexicans and one American citizen in the desert. I mean, some terrible things that have happened in the past, and Egyptian authorities have very much resisted impartial inquiries, and even if they allowed inquiries to be done, they then resist any kind of accountability. You know, and for Egyptian authorities, the problem with Morsi's death is we know this is not an isolated case. The treatment that Morsi had, prolonged solitary confinement, denial of medical treatment, denial of family visits, all these things that seem to have contributed to his premature death at age 67. That's a pervasive problem. And then this is why people should ask for an investigation. It would shed light on the kind of mistreatment that many other prisoners, and in particular political prisoners, are receiving.
What do you make of the Egyptian government's security measures all over the country as a precaution for any protests over Morsi's death?
You know, the Egyptian regime probably really doesn't know what the public support is at this point for the Muslim Brotherhood, for Islamists more generally, and they probably really don't know whether they should expect some sort of protest or not. And also, you know, there are other factors, economic hardships, the recent constitutional amendments that allow Sisi to stay in power for many years. There are other sources of public unhappiness with the regime right now. So what they're probably trying to do is prevent any possibility that all these different grievances against the regime would be linked and that people would turn this into some broad protest against the regime. After all, we see what's been happening in Algeria, in Sudan. The whole mass protest is not a phenomenon that has died. It's still very much a possibility, and that includes in the Arab region.